This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lewis Riddick, high. Not your kind of high, Wiggy. High right. On Drake May. By the way, because there was a collective scare that went through the region yesterday, Drake May is getting an MRI prior to leaving for London. Correct, Shime? We believe he is getting the MRI.
Well, so yesterday afternoon, Volan reported that he was getting an MRI after practice Wednesday. Phil Perry has since said that the Patriots have zero concern about his knee, didn't confirm or deny an MRI. Nobody else on the planet has confirmed an MRI at all whatsoever.
Right. Okay. So maybe not an MRI.
All right.
Maybe not.
And he was listed as a full participant on the injury report.
Okay. And well, if it was, maybe it was just precautionary just to make sure everything's good to go.
Yeah. Is he still covering the team?
I don't know.
I thought he was a notch on my belt.
I don't know.
I think he is. So, listen.
Could you imagine going with the guy that claimed to be a ticket salesman with a Barstool Twitter account as your source? Sorry, carry on.
Isn't it too early after one NFL game to determine that a guy is going to be among the greatest ever to play at the position?
Nope.
I don't know if he's saying the greatest of all time. I think he meant like when he's playing one of the great quarterbacks like we think of today.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Lamar Jackson. Allen, yeah, Lamar Josh Allen.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Boomer Esiason kind of gave Drake his flowers on Monday, saying that he's going to be a great player in this league. So I think a lot of people that are football-minded have the same feeling after seeing a small sample from him.
Shocking how everybody agrees with me now after finally seeing him play in a game. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, people. As long as you could be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, I think you're in top 10, great, top 5, even better. Right? Because then we start to look, because when we start to think of like the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, we go, oh, you can win a championship with
that
guy.
You have C.J. Stroud in there at number five. Yeah. So if you have Mahomes, Allen, you mentioned Lamar Jackson.
Yep. They're
Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah. No. According to former President Trump, yes.
So, wait, who is your fourth?
So I have Mahomes by himself.
Yeah.
Then it's Allen, Jackson, and then
the
attorney? Burrow, C.J. Stroud I have in there. I mean, I think there's a lot of guys you could put Justin Herbert in
there. Aaron Rodgers is not in there?
I still have Aaron Rodgers in my top 10.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers I would put up there. Jalen Hurts I would put up there.
Stafford?
Stafford, I would still put him in a top 10 quarterback. I would put... Who else in that category? Let me kind of look.
Caleb Williams.
No.
I wouldn't Caleb Williams.
Early,
yeah, not yet.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. I would have Kirk Cousins in my top 10. I'd have Dak in my top 10. Jared Goff. Maybe he can break your top 10.
Would you put Purdy below or above Brissett?
I'd put him above percent.
I love how much you love Dak. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, which
we have some breaking good show news if you want.
I love it.
Really good show news from Sue, who was in here on Friday.
Awesome.
For Pudge's Pals. Hello, Sue.
Hello. How are you all?
What's going on?
Well, we have great news. Tuesday night, Nevi, whose new name is now Hazel, went to a loving family. They listened to the show. They saw her on Twitch. They fell in love, put in the paperwork, and we went through our regular kind of routine, and she went home. So I just want to thank you guys so much for highlighting her in the organization and helping her find a new forever home.
Oh,
it's so
all
good.
All the feels. So it's a family that they have kids and stuff.
They do. They have two kids, and I'll send you over a photo of Heaven, Nevi, Hazel. She's got so many names with her with the two kids.
Oh my God,
that's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I told you
she wouldn't last long.
No, yeah,
no,
it would not last long.
Curtis, speaking of notches in your belt, first Pudge's pal adopted days after being in here.
I got a message from a guy last weekend or whenever the hell it was. Sorry, who said that he and his wife adopted a dog after listening to that segment from one of their local shelters. In honor of Pudge, and what an awesome legacy! What a great thing!
It's so amazing. Oh, so we're going to do it, Sue. We should get you guys. We're open to any and all shelters, and we will do another Pudge's Pal segment next week. So, yeah. Would love to have you guys come back, or we'll reach out. But this is such great news. Unfortunately, very sad news for one of us here who thought that. She was going to be able to have an addition to the family when it came to children. And unfortunately, this dog is going somewhere else, Courtney.
Yeah, but I'm very happy for Nevia. Santo reminded me when I got home that I am allergic to dogs. Oh. So that would have been an issue.
Are you allergic?
How do you have Harry if you're allergic?
Yeah. Harry's hyperallergenic.
Santo is your Yuka app.
Yeah, he is.
Well, then we'll have another.
Honestly. Smooth, brilliant move by him. He's like, I'd love to have another dog, but you're allergic.
That's like when Greg's mom told him the bell from the ice cream truck meant they were out of ice cream.
Well, next week there'll be another dog in here.
No, I know. And
Courtney
will fall
in love with that one.
And
so.
I'm fine holding the dog. It's more living with fur that gets me.
Well, maybe the next one will have hyperallergenic fur.
Sue, thank you for what you do.
Yeah, Sue.
Yeah, Sue.
Good job.
You. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us in, and I'd love to bring in another dog, but let's open it up to a bunch of different rescues and get all the dogs around here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, awesome news.
That's great news.
And dogs won't last long.
No. Well, we have, I told you, we have the most generous listeners that have ever been assembled ever. In the history of listening.
Less than a week it took for her to get adopted.
And Nevia was famous for being on Twitch for us, but then Dermot Kennedy posted a photo with Nevia.
Oh,
so
he did?
Yeah, over a million followers.
Celeb dog.
Yeah.
You call them the wags, the tail wags of the celebrities?
Be honest, Courtney, which would you rather take home?
I'm married.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
You were a little obsessed.
Well,
I love him.
It's
okay to look at the menu. You
don't order nothing.
No. No,
you going
no.
to a show just, when he comes back to town?
I am hoping so, yes.
You put the Yuka app up to Dermot Kennedy, and it said danger, Santo.
No.
Hazardous to your health.
Social distance.
All right, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Hot news.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got five goals. Hampus Lindholm had an assist as well to get to 2 points for him. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. We have a college football game on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff at 7:30. And in the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football at 8:15. The Dodgers go up in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1. Over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight. First pitch at 5:08. Do you have a lock tonight, Chime, whether it's the BC game or Broncos Saints?
I got to be honest with you. I don't want to make my record any worse. I don't feel great about tonight's game. It is going to be a disaster of a Thursday night football game because the Saints are going to be without Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. The Broncos defense is pretty good, but they're going to be without Pat Surtain. So this is a game
you're
I don't want to
staying away from this one.
Yeah, this is just it's one of those games where it's just like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it on TV.
Okay.
Well, unlike the chicken wings, trying to staying away.
Yeah, yep. Watch the BC Virginia Tech. And Greg, you know what? You are right. I would take,
I like the chicken.
He ate like 21 of them in one sitting.
Yeah,
I ate like 12 of them. 12. And they were the
Applebee's
little, like,
had to
nugget sized boneless wings.
Dan Campbell had to cancel the promotion.
Shout out to Dan Campbell, great sales.
He was almost like Fat Joe and Big Pun got arrested for eating too much all you can eat. Greg,
at least I didn't put Red Lobster out of business.
That
all
is
right?
true. I am with you though. I would take Caleb Williams over Brock Purdy and Jaden Daniels because their ceilings are much higher. When I was thinking about it, when you brought that question up, I would.
Okay.
We'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston. Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, I can't get over how grateful I am for you for doing Pudge's Pals. That is so cool. And Great Dog Rescue New England, who is just on Sue. That's where I got Pudge. If you're looking for a place, we didn't give it, but GDRNE.com if you are interested in the several wonderful adoptable pets they have, I'm sure, today. 43 degrees and sunny afternoon high.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
57.
Well, I don't know if Gerard Mayo and the New England Patriots will make it to Baker Street, Curtis, because Gerard Mayo said it was all business, basically, with us on Monday. But that's what he said yesterday about changing things up and fresh start or whatever you want to call it, opportunity to begin the season here or whatever. And so, I don't know, are you more optimistic than you were heading into the first five games of the season without the Drake May start, I guess.
I mean, I'm somewhat more optimistic because the quarterback can throw the ball downfield, but all of the issues that existed last year persist. Like, I overreacted inaccurately to week one. I thought it showed that the team was playing for Gerard Mayo. They were prepared. They were disciplined. They were smart. They were not making mistakes. They had no self-inflicted wounds, and that was totally wrong. The last five games would show that that was the anomaly, not the new way the Patriots were going
to
play.
Well, hindsight-wise, that probably turns out to be more of a bad Bengals team than it does a good Patriots team, right?
I think a team that just looked past you and wasn't nearly as good as they thought they were.
Yeah.
But if the Patriots win Sunday, they're 2-5. Last year, the Patriots were 2-10. So I would say this team is less talented than last year's team today. There's no Juwan Bentley. There's no Matthew Judon. There's no Jabril Peppers. There's no Christian Barmore on defense. There's no David Andrews.
Yeah.
There's no left tackle. So if you get to the same record, then all this talk about losing the control is kind of nonsensical.
So same record for you is a win.
Totally.
Even though you weren't expecting that getting rid of Bill and adding Gerard Mayo and changing it up when it came to coordinators, doing what you did in the off season, because you knew that you were a bad roster last year, that your expectation wasn't that you were going to have more wins than Bill Belichick.
Oh, I thought they were going to win more because they were going to spend, but Kraft has been the mainstay here, and he didn't. I thought for sure they would address the offensive line, not because they wanted to, but because it would be finally and at last an opportunity for Robert Kraft.
Well, they told you that they did by signing somebody who was already on the roster.
Right. When Gerard Mayo said, I'm going to burn some cash, I believe he thought they were.
And it would have been a good business move for Kraft to do that, to put the blame more on Bill. Like, right. It's a silly way to say, oh, Bill was in charge of everything. Bill didn't want to spend the money. I stayed out of football decisions, but then have the same exact track record the season after Bill. That's a time, that's an off season where you can actually make an impact. And even if that wasn't the case for the last 20 years and that you were holding the purse strings and you were the one signing the checks, you could at least make it look like it was Bill.
See, the problem is, though, it's going to be hard to make it look like it was Bill because last year your defense was better all around.
The defense is going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction.
That should be Gerard Mayo's bread and butter.
Right. Yeah. Last year your defense was way better. You were top 10 in total yards. You were top 5 when it came to rush. You were like...
That's alarming.
Yeah, you were middle of the pack at points, but you're only giving up like 21 a game. So you were way better. Last year, you didn't have the dysfunction of players complaining publicly about what's going on with the game plan, their roles, those type of things.
Yeah.
And the other...
That's just not true, Wiggy.
Yes, it is. It's very true.
Devontae Parker bitched about the team's interest in DeAndre Hopkins and was rewarded with a new contract.
He didn't bitch about
it. Yes, he did.
No, he did. All he said, I think, and I can't remember what he said. It was just something like them being interested in Devontae. Why am I drawing?
Parker. DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins. He was just upset that they were interested in him. This year, whether it's Jalen Polk, Pop Douglas, players that...
J.C. Jackson, Jack Jones last year.
Jack Jones last year, his...
He tweeted and liked a tweet that said, I should have pled guilty.
No, but you have people publicly... Jack Jones' situation was the off the field...
I mean, we could get into the Polk thing because we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Gerard Mayo goes and says that he needs to, quote, get over this mental hump and, quote, eliminate dropped passes, unquote. And then he responds and says, I'm not dealing with any mental problems at all. No mental problems. I believe I have the best hands in the league. So I feel like my drops, that's not an issue at all. I'm limited to what I can do right now. So that's a shot at the offense, right?
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, he got hit in the hands with two passes last week and dropped both of them.
That's a shot at the offense and the head coach.
Right?
Keyshawn Booty, same thing about his production.
Catch the football. Stop whining about it.
To be fair,
blaming
when Booty
it on everybody else.
Football, he did catch it.
And just to be fair also, this was the week last year where Bill Belichick said they needed to restart the entire operation.
Mm-hmm.
Where he said they have to go back to the basics. This great defense, Wiggy, 34-0 to the Saints.
Right.
38-3 to the Cowboys.
Right. But I'm talking
year.
About
nobody
where,
at this stage last year was praising
where,
the defense.
I'm talking about where they finished the year off.
But we're just comparing apples to apples, start to start. At this stage of last year, the defense was a laughingstock.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that the defense was great.
And they were more healthy and talented at this time last year.
I'm not saying that they were great. They obviously didn't have Judon because he only played 4 weeks of the season.
Well, this is 4 of the 6 weeks that we're discussing, so he played the majority of those.
So he missed 2 weeks. So where they are right now, they're basically a similar team, except with the dysfunction of players complaining about roles and playing time.
That's what makes it seem worse.
Yes.
In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that the dysfunction just comes with losing, and that happens on any team in the NFL.
No, we just talked about it. Last year at this point, there was no dysfunction of guys complaining publicly via the media or social media.
Wasn't Mac complaining?
No, I don't think Mac was complaining.
He didn't complain publicly.
Mac never said anything about Billy O.
He did.
He might have complained about Matt Patricia behind the scenes.
We were told during this time that there were leaks from the locker room saying that some people were not on board with Mac. But that was, you know, anonymous sources. Now right. we have guys saying it with their names behind right. it about issues. And that's the difference.
And the Karen Garigian story was, wasn't that after the
that
season?
That was after the season.
So when you
how can you sit there and say you have the best hands in the NFL and your drops are not an issue at all? Like, the two don't go together.
No, and he's, like, had major drops. They were talking about it over the past game where he's been thrown, like, 21 passes and he's dropped, like, 9 of them. Something crazy. The thing that I'll say, like, for the Mayo and Bill thing, and maybe it is because Mayo doesn't have an issue and says, I don't mind guys giving their
opinion. He's more lenient.
Well, he's like, if they want to go out there and say how they
feel. He said it on the show. He said, I'm not going to tell guys what to say.
Right.
Like, so if you want to go and complain about the organization and point the finger at the coaches and the coordinators, that's fine with him, right. I guess.
Well, Keyshawn.
How does that work, though? Like, how does that help when it comes to being functional?
It doesn't.
I guess my point is that you're exactly where you were with the opposite approach last year.
But doesn't it see? It feels worse. Yes, Curtis, you can pull up the stats and you can go through
just the
actual record. I'm just saying, feel right now feels a lot more negative, a lot more doomsday right now than I felt last season after week 6.
Right, and if they win Sunday and they come back from England and Drake May looks good, you're like, wow, we actually might have a team to watch this year. And if they lose, the season's over and it's going to get ugly.
What about this argument from a texter that the games were closer last year?
They were.
You want to look at the
Curtis
schedule?
Just told you 34-0 or 34-3, 38-0.
Well, we're talking about the first six games of the season. They were absolute boat races.
This year, you won by 6, you lost by 3, you lost by 5.
In consecutive games, you got outscored 72-3.
All right, so here's where you were.
They're closer? Hello!
Here's where you were. You lost by 5, you lost by 5 points last year in week 1.
I want to make sure that guy doesn't adopt a dog.
You lost by...
Oh! Wait, hold on. Save that. Do you want to see Hazel in her home?
I would love to.
On Twitch or on YouTube?
72-3, they're closer.
We'll get back to Wiggy, because Wiggy, you're going to make a
call. Oh, my goodness, that is so amazing.
Okay, so that is Hazel, her new name.
How cool is that?
In her new home. And that is the first adoption of a Pudge's pal ever. Isn't that so cute?
So cute.
All right. Anyway, Wiggy, your point.
Oh, so my point is, other than really, and Curtis is right, other than the Dallas and the New Orleans game, where the two blowouts, every other game, for the majority of it, was relatively close, right?
You felt like they could win.
Right.
Like,
and the issue you had last year was with the issue you had this year at the beginning of the year. It was your quarterback. Hey, if we had a different quarterback, we'd be a better team. Similar to this year, it's a little bit more of self-inflicted this year because you had a better quarterback sitting on the bench, where last year maybe you didn't, unless you felt like Zappe was better than Mac Jones. The problem, what I think, when we compare this year's team to last year, and part of it is how Mayo's approach is we're hearing way more from the guys about the complaining. Like Keyshawn Booty said, we need to be more aggressive on offense, especially early in games. So basically, our offensive coordinator better pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get that from Bill.
No, you did not.
Quarterbacks don't play defense.
No, they don't. So I think that becomes the issue, Greg, when you're trying to look at the teams and the approach that we've been used to for 20 years when we're talking about the way the players kind of carry themselves with the media. We're seeing a whole new thing. Like, if I'm a player on that team and I'm frustrated with my role, you know what I do? I go right to social media. Or I go right to the media and say, what the hell's going on here? Why ain't I getting the football? Why ain't I doing this? Why ain't they doing that? I feel like I'm not getting the reps that...
My drops, when the ball is thrown into my hands, my drops aren't on me.
No, not on me at all.
And just to go back, because the game that caused them to start over, Mac Jones. So yesterday, one of the team captains on defense, Dietrich Wise, I believe, said that they weren't prepared. And that was taken that they weren't prepared by Mayo. I think he tried to correct that. But Mac Jones at the end of the game last year at the same time said, we just really weren't ready to go, I guess. As an offense, we weren't really prepared. So you can go back and look and see what the fact is on bad teams, as in losing teams. There's a lot more selfish and finger pointing
yes.
than there is on
but
good
we
teams.
Don't hear about it like we're doing from this year's
right
team.
You just hear about it in unnamed sources in the Boston Herald at the end of the year about how dysfunctional
yeah but that's at the end of the year it's at the end of the year you know what guys they're nuts drop because guess what they're no longer in the facilities they don't have to see anybody during the season you don't hear from guys because they're afraid well if I say something does this now bring me to the doghouse? Am I not playing? Mm-hmm. How's Bill going to react? Where when you just look at the two teams this year, the way that they carry themselves as a team is if they are frustrated, yes, because they're losing, they're going to let everybody know via social media or through the media.
And I think that we, myself included, allow Robert Kraft off the hook when we focus on Bill and Gerard Mayo because – the fact is the team is where it is because it's not talented enough. They didn't draft well enough, but the way you overcome not drafting is by paying at the top of the market or trading, more likely, for top-end receivers and players, and the Patriots have refused to do that.
Unless you have Tom Brady mm-hmm.
right.
and Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
And we wouldn't be in this position.
And Bill Belichick.
And Dante Hightower and Teddy Bruschi. And,
we wouldn't know, be Julie in
Edelman.
This.
Wiggy, number one.
We wouldn't be in this position if
Tom Brady were here.
No, if they would have just played Drake May in week one. We would not be here because I don't think guys would then be complaining. I think your offense would be, you know, growing week to week. Guys would be happy with what their roles are.
Well, you probably have more than just one win, and so guys aren't as frustrated.
Yeah, so. We wouldn't be in this position.
All right. Well, you can talk about this game all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up in about 20 minutes. Curtis, what's the forecast for Saturday? Upwards of 70 degrees and sunshine at the end of October.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. On the water in Boston, it's going to be just under 70 in the upper 60s down where you are. It should be as well, but perfect, abundant sunshine, not a cloud in the sky.
Okay.
And just so that'll be a wonderful event down there.
Yeah, let me just finish that, which is that if you would like to be outside and join me at Oyster Bash, which is happening at the Lobster Trap in Bourne, a local legend, then you should be caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, because I have a couple of VIP tickets for you. So it's live music, great oysters, great food, great frivolity, and I would love to see you and hang out with you. And this year they have chosen the Greg Hill Foundation as the beneficiary of their efforts with the Oyster Bash. And so cannot wait to see you at the Lobster Trap, which is a true Cape Cod experience on Saturday. Call now and win. Curtis, you had something to add?
No, it's okay. We can get to it later. I was just going to mock something, and I decided against it. We're having a very nice day for the Greg Hill Foundation.
All right. We will be right back. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. We are back tomorrow on a Patriots Friday.
I got one thing to add that because we're talking about how they could have been better. So it's one thing.
The Patriots,
how they could have been better. I believe if they started Drake May from day one. And the other thing that I believe, and I've been saying this since back when Mayo got the job, is if they allowed him to hire the guys he wanted to on offense.
Preach.
I deep dived. I'm talking deep rabbit hole, Courtney, and food that's not good for you, rabbit hole, deep dive. And offensively, the connection, I can't find connections from Mayo to any of the offensive guys. Any of them.
Who was he going to get to come here? Well, that's the issue.
Don't you want it to be somebody that he has some type of relationship with, though? Like, I mean, I've never played on a football team, but I've been on teams my entire life. And having that continuity between head coaches and those coaches below, it only helps the team.
Yes.
Like, to have that type of relationship, that trust already built in, is something that I think is useful.
Think about this. I would have said whether there was Nick Kaler, we talked about, who was with Mayo when he was with Bill. Some of the younger coaches, there's the Vinny Sanseri, I think that's how you say his last name.
Sanseri,
sorry. I should know that because his dad was one of my coaches in Carolina.
With Carolina.
But he was part of this coaching staff as a younger coach coming up. There are other guys that, you know, throughout the years that were probably here with Mayo. Look at the offensive staff. The O-line coach was with Van Pelt. The tight ends coach had a relationship with Van Pelt. Like, you start to see, and Courtney, you are 150% spot on. When a coach becomes a new head coach, Billy O, for example, and that'll be a great question we can ask him next week. You generally hire guys that you know, that you can trust, that kind of are going to, you know, they're going to, maybe they might, you know, disagree with you, but you know, at the end of the day, there's a reasoning behind it because you can trust that guy.
Yeah.
Mayo has no connection to none of these guys. Troy Brown.
So this is the reason why, and I'm not being facetious, why Bill has kept Matt Patricia around.
Oh,
for so long.
All day long.
Or kept bringing back Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to be said about being able to trust somebody. If I'm Jerod Mayo and I look at Elliot Wolf and AVP and I know that they have a relationship and you're kind of on the outs, that can't feel
Greg,
good.
Look at you.
You guys are all right, though, guy. But if they don't improve the roster, none of this matters.
No, they're
all going to be out
no,
of the
but
job.
Here's the issue, Curtis. It matters on the decisions that they want to make on offense and the direction. You were part of this. You came from AAF.
Yes.
Yeah. You.
The legendary rock
the
station.
The legendary rock station. You brought some of the people with you that you knew you could trust and you knew you had a good relationship with, and you you knew what they saw your vision.
Tried to S-can me.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who was trying to S-can you?
That's what Glenn told me. I would never lie.
So you've been there and you kind of understand that. And it's the same way as a coach who gets the new position. He wants to have people around him that he can trust. He knows a little bit. He might have even been teammates with them. I mean, maybe Mayo's was teammates with Wes Welker, who's the wide receiver coach in Miami, and says, hey, Wes, hey, any chance you want to come up here and be my wide receiver coach / passing game coordinator? I mean,
saying goodbye.
617 texter says that Mayo, Wiggy's right, Mayo was frozen out on offense entirely out of the whole entire thing, which is, if that's what it was, that's not good.
And even though he says he wasn't, the writing's on the wall. I mean, like, 1 + 1 = 2, you know? 1 + 1 = 3, Mayo. That math just ain't mathing. So I know you say you might, these were your guys, but where's the connection? From where?
This is Pauly from Dedham. What's up, Pauly?
Hey, guys. The team played, they're playing for Mayo, okay? They played for the first two games. It wasn't just Cincinnati, like was said earlier in the
Seattle.
Show.
Seattle, too, yeah. Okay.
They played very well, and they start getting hurt. Guys are getting in trouble. You're running a skeleton crew right now out in front of a rookie quarterback. Don't expect too much. We're still in the building process. He's still establishing the culture. Guys are going to test the waters because he's nicer than Belichick. They obviously didn't look close enough to what happened to Matthew Judon. He's going to come down on these guys. He knows he's going to have to. He's going to be fair with you, but if you're not fair with him, you don't do what he tells you, and by the end of the day, he's going to get rid of you. He's going to either sit you or he's going to get rid of you. Things will be fine.
I think in the audio that we played a little bit ago, he's acknowledging that they need a wake-up call. So he understands that. Wiggy? Jerod Mayo understands that.
Like a wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean...
But that's when I start to look and I see some of the issues that maybe they're having. And we even thought, like, Mayo might not be 100% involved in the offensive side of the football. But if he has a good relationship with the people that are over there, it's a little bit easier to kind of have those conversations with. It just, for me, when I start to kind of look at some of the stuff and I start to deep dive into the coaches – and Courtney, spot on. But when you start to have guys that are not really your guys, that creates an issue. And granted, Curtis, I agree with what you're saying. It is about wins and losses, but that also plays a role into it because maybe Mayo might be like, hey, let's be a little bit more aggressive on offense to a guy he knows because we do have a younger team.
It's a good point. It's a good point, Wiggs, and I would add, Greg, very simply, They're doing everything they said they weren't. What was the big word, the buzzword, all of camp?
Collaboration.
And so now it's just everybody's got their own P corner.
Yeah.
And you're trying to figure it out. And you heard it from today. If you missed it, go back on the Odyssey app or go on wherever you get your podcast for the Greg Hill Show. When we had Jelani Tavai on, and he said, finally, playing the rookie quarterback.
Yes, finally.
That I mean, it proves everything we heard.
Right.
They were begging for him. Gerard Mayo wanted him in there. He said he won the battle. He was outvoted.
Yep.
And that's what this team feels like. And so finally, they can have an offense that can put up a couple touchdowns a game.
And look at the defense. How many guys are connected to Mayo on defense?
Covington is his guy, though.
Covington, Belichick. Dante Hightower. Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about how many guys.
That's right.
I believe.
You're right about that.
You know, so, and I think there's one more coach who was here last year. They just elevate him. I'm not sure if it was the De Palma kid or not.
All right.
Have to look.
Before we go, because we ran out of time, quick audio eulogy from the millennials in the room.
Yep.
For Liam Payne, who was the singer.
He was one of the singers of One Direction.
And they were huge when you were growing up.
Huge.
Right?
Yeah. I'm an older millennial, so I think I was in my teens. But for a lot of people, like, this was their favorite band of their childhood. This was their NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. They were massive.
And they've all, you know, parted ways. Some have had more success than others. But Liam Payne has been in the news recently. He was acting kind of erratically at a concert last week. His ex-fiance has come out with some claims against him in a new book. She's been doing some media about that. The report was that he fell from a third-story balcony at a hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And,
or as you call it, Buenos Noches.
Yep. And it seems as though there's been some photos leaked from the hotel of a hotel room that was a disaster. Manager, 911 call. So it's sad.
Well,
sad.
Is sad.
31 years old. Yeah.
Very sad.
Yep.
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
All right.
Live life, man. You only get one of them. Enjoy it every day.
What are we audio eulogizing with? What is this?
This would be Courtney's favorite One Direction song, Steal My Girl.
Okay. Steal My Girl, great song.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go out with that. We're back tomorrow morning. Jones and Kiefer next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.